Hey folks, a couple of recent comments on the podcast, The Future of CPR, have led me to want to make explicit the editorial policy on the MCRIT site. To my way of thinking, there are only two ways to run the comments section of a blog. You could close the blog to comments entirely, or you could have an entirely open policy. There's really no in between. If you start editing or refusing comments because of their content, it is an incredibly slippery slope and leads to all sorts of things that you could intuit you would not want in a situation of free expression. It's been tried in other countries, in other forums, in other means of communication, and it does not work. I want the MCRIT blog to be a forum to express any thoughts and opinions you may have, but, and this is a big but, I believe most of the problems of internet commentary come from the allowances given to people who feel they are anonymous. And I don't allow anonymous comments on the blog. Now, if you're going to send a comment saying, great post, I'm not going to spend too much time trying to figure out if you're really representing who you are accurately. But if there is a comment made that is expressing discontent or contentiousness, or really gives me any pause to wonder if the person making the comment is representing their identity truly, then I will investigate. I will attempt to find out if you really exist with the name you have given. And if I can't be sure, then you will receive an email from me asking you to verify your identity in some way that makes me feel comfortable that the name you've put on really is the name that you own and walk the world with. But once I've passed that threshold, whatever you say will be posted, and I will thank you for that posting. Not because I agree with you, not because you are right in my estimation, but because you have identified yourself, you've been willing to stand behind your words, and you've expressed an opinion. I truly feel that only good could come of having that forum. Now, we are a small community in emergency medicine, and really medicine at large. So you have to live with your words. If you say something that turns out to hurt people or be incorrect, then you're going to have to live with that. And I feel that that is restraint enough to keep people from making comments that they don't truly believe. Now, I might be wrong about all this. As to the specific comment, anyone who is at all familiar with the world of debate or discourse in general knows that the ad hominem attack, the attack that doesn't rail against opinions or actions, but instead against the person themselves who made those utterances or took those actions, is considered a flawed logical strategy to employ in the debate. Now, it will win the hearts and minds of people who don't possess a great amount of intelligence. You might win a debate if that is your audience and those are your judges, but that is not the MCRIT audience. You folks are savvy. You folks are smart. And you know that an ad hominem attack is not the sort of thrust that will truly win or sway the opinions of the listeners and readers. So I don't filter ad hominem attacks. I don't prevent them from going on the blog. I do immediately invite the target to respond. And depending on the situation, I might weigh in on myself. And to do so in this case, I could say this. I don't know Dr. Lurie personally, but from all my interactions with him, I believe he's a man of science whose primary motivation is to save lives and improve medical care. And I believe his actions stem from those motivations. I do know a gentleman named Steve Smith who commented on the blog in just the past couple hours, and I trust him, and you could go to the blog site and read his opinions. So in short, please say anything you like, but remember, you can't be anonymous, and you have to live with your words. And with that, I will close this MCRIT Wee. I'm not going to allow comments on this post, so if you have comments about this post and this MCRIT Wee, then please go to the original Podcast 69 page and leave them there. And that way, all involved in this discussion can read your comments and benefit from them. So, Scott Weingart, MCrit Podcast, saying bye-bye.